A grim discovery in recovery efforts at the site of the historic bridge, which collapsed in Baltimore. Search crews have recovered the bodies of two people shortly before 10 o'clock this morning in the wreckage from Tuesday's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. State officials say the two were a part of the six already presumed dead. Colonel Roland L. Butler, Jr. with Maryland State Police.
The victims were identified as Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes, 35 years old, of Baltimore, and Dorlin Raniel Castillo Cabrera, 26 years old, of Dundalk.
Officials say the two were found in a red pickup truck nearly 25 feet underwater, located where the center of the bridge once was. Due to the severity of the wreckage, crews will now transition to a salvage operation.
We have exhausted all search efforts in the areas around this wreckage, and based on sonar scans, we firmly believe that the vehicles are encased in the superstructure and concrete that we tragically saw come down.
White House officials will provide emergency relief funds. Maryland officials say it's unknown exactly how long it will take to rebuild the structure. Maryland Governor Wes Moore confirms an investigation is ongoing into what took place on the ship prior to the crash. Now, you just heard a portion of an NTSB press conference on KYW News Radio, and Chair Jennifer Homendy says a senior hazmat investigator looked at the cargo manifest and determined there were 54 containers of hazardous materials on board that ship.
That's 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials, class 9 hazardous materials, which would include lithium-ion batteries.
Some of the hazmat containers were breached. Sheen was seen on the waterway. She says there were 23 people on board the ship at the time of the accident.